This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. BetDSI. Get $10 in free play with code MMA1 at BetDSI.eu. Join, save, smile. Save 15% off plus 1 month free with code MMA15 at DentalPlans.com. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 364.
364!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, everybody show up. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening, Don Quixote?
Wait, didn't he like slaughter a bunch of people?
No, I don't believe so. I believe he was fighting imaginary giants or something. The giants were windmills.
Oh, that's him. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, I remember the cartoon,
around, like,
right?
Crazy.
He didn't kill everybody, did he?
I don't know the full story.
Yeah.
It's all good.
What are you pouring your beer all crazy? Listen, folks, I know that is a lot of foam, but according to what we know about beer, that is the proper way to pour your beer.
Because trust me.
Why? Why is that okay, Matt?
Because you're releasing all this bullshit CO2 in the glass and not in your estomago.
Is that Spanish?
It
estomago
is.
Official?
That's true. Yeah, it is.
Is it
really, la verdad, Ingo.
Is it really? Is estomago a Spanish
yes,
word?
It yes.
is
really. Well, a lot of the Spanish words are like that.
It doesn't sound like it should be.
An Owan or something like that. I'm trying to think offhand. I can't think of any.
Okay.
Like Buta.
The Buddha. What does that mean?
A whore.
Oh, jeez. It's horrible, man. Let's get on the subject.
No, right on. So apparently, we watched some fights this weekend.
We did.
What'd you watch?
Well, I watched UFC on Fox 26, sir.
Right. Hey, and I want to say TiVo is a motherfucker because luckily I have all these searches to save.
Yeah.
So I have UFC... three different ways to record. So first time it records, it misses. It records soccer because it was thinking it was on FS1. And then I get the Spanish version, I think from Telemundo or whatever channel
Telemundo.
They're on. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't need to be translating and watching and fighting at the same time. So I'm cursing my TV out. My daughters are like, what's going on? I'm like, fucking thing didn't record. Goddamn UFC.
That happened to me a lot with TiVo.
And then finally I found it. They did record the right one. So
do you get three versions?
I have three versions. Wow. I have the Spanish version, okay. The soccer version, and
the soccer version.
The regular UFC on Fox.
What soccer version. Game was on, do you recall?
I have no idea. I was very infuriated because that was the first thing I saw, and I thought I had nothing.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me. Remember I used to have when I was, mm-hmm. I don't have cable anymore, but like, what the fuck am I watching? This is not UFC.
So
TiVo's retarded
satisfying.
Sometimes. It happens. But,
talk
you know,
about the main event?
First? Overall, let's talk about the main event. Yes, shall we?
Yeah.
Rafael
Dos Anjos versus Robbie Lawler. I will say that Rafael Dos Anjos is an animal.
He seemed stronger than Lawler, which was unusual to me.
He seemed bigger, right?
Yep. And he had that exchange at second round, was it? We had like the longest combination in UFC history.
25 to 50 strikes. I'm not quite sure. Somewhere in that range. Ballpark.
48, I think. 48? Sounds right. Ring a bell.
Perfect.
But I don't know. Could be wrong. But I'm surprised that he was able to keep going after all that, because usually you guys gas out.
He didn't have his gas tank.
No.
Sure.
Nope. And, you know, I feel like, and then I know they showed it before the fight. That fight with Lawler and McDonald, I think both guys lost, like, decades off their life.
Probably.
And Lawler doesn't look the same as he ever since then.
No,
something's different.
I know he got injured in this fight, and I think it was something wrong with one of his legs, and Dos Anjos was... I guess this is the new trend. They attack they do the leg kick low. So he was attacking that calf on the front leg.
Okay.
So it's southpaw versus southpaw. So he's hitting that right leg. And it was pretty bruised up. But I think between the second and third rounds, Lawler's talking to his coach. And he's asking, how's your leg or your knee or something? He's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. And you could tell Lawler's mobility was just shit. So even he's throwing punches and he's so off balance if he misses that he can barely right himself from his legs.
Yep.
So he's fighting at the disadvantage.
He's spending a lot of time against the fence too, yeah, trying to stay up. And he didn't even sit down between a couple of rounds. No. So because he just, I don't think he thought he could get up.
And
so.
He was a lot of time was just spent on the cage. He's just trying to slip and mm-hmm. get out of the way. But then he's just not responding, no. not counter striking at all, just absorbing. I mean, credit his toughness, but
yeah,
credit Dos Anjos for fucking moving up to 170. Here's yep. a guy who was what, the former champ at 155.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's moved up to 170. He's beat three guys in a row and
50-45 on the all three judges. Yeah, pretty impressive.
It was a close fight, but not super close. When you look at those rounds.
Yeah, it wasn't that close.
Like, oh my god. So I don't know what's next for these guys. Dos Anjos is lobbying for a title shot.
Yeah.
Who knows with fucking Woodley. Who is he going to fight? Is he going to have surgery? Is he going to fight GSP? What do you think?
GSP's out, I think. I think GSP doesn't fight again.
Yeah, we'll talk about him later.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think there's a good chance he fights Woodley. I would like to see this fight. It's an interesting fight.
Yeah, I like that.
It's interesting because Woodley's so athletic, but Dos Anjos has got a lot of... He's cardio and he's got ground game and
the low leg kick.
Yeah, when he shows up, he's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see.
Yeah, this looks like the old Los Angeles mm-hmm. that was just tearing through mm-hmm. a motherfucker, if you will.
That's twice you said that. That's the word of the show. Motherfucker,
I will not say it anymore.
You lie. It's gonna happen again.
So what about this other fight? We had Ricardo Lamas and who the fuck was he fighting? Josh Emmett.
Josh Emmett
took the fight on short notice. Emmett missed weight. And mm-hmm. apparently, I forgot who said this, but the guys that have missed weight and have continued to have their fight are 6-7-0 of late or something mm-hmm. along those lines. And I think it was Tim Elliott that whoever he was supposed to fight that night,
yep,
his opponent missed weight. He said, fuck that. I am not fighting this guy. I'm not taking 20% of nothing, whatever that guy's salary was or fight purse. May have been 20 grand. So I think he may have been smart, no?
I agree.
Seeing based on history and, I mean, look at the results of this fight, mm-hmm. right? How'd you like that left hook?
Well, we were just talking about this before we started. It reminded me a lot of when Condit and Dan Hardy fought. Mm-hmm. Remember that KO that... Condon had on Hardy. It was whoever got there first and fucking dropped Hardy. I feel like Lamas has got a bum deal on this one. This kind of so sad.
He was supposed to fight Jose Aldo, right? Yeah. And then Jose had to step up. And...
Yeah. It happens wait. Like that a lot, oh, though. When you because you run into a guy who's got nothing to lose. He didn't make the weight. And now you didn't game plan for him either. So it's like, unfortunately, and Lamas is tough as hell. I mean, he's been in some wars.
I think he's still knocked out.
He got his starts pretty good.
It was brutal. Was, yeah, credit the guy for not following up on that one.
Yeah. But that's too bad. I mean, that's the fight game. It happened late in the first round. So
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do?
I don't know. What was the other fight? Glover Teixeira?
Yeah, Glover. That's it. I was thinking of it.
Wow. Was he stiff or what? Man, this guy, I don't know if his... Did he have his whole spine fused or what?
I don't know.
Because he's stiff.
He was always kind of stiff, though. If you recall, like, you know... Was it Maldonado that he fought? Remember, he was
mm-hmm.
when he got lit up in the second and third round because he was fucking around.
Yeah,
like he always had that. It's weird. He's a big dude and he's got ground game, but in general,
that's all that saved him in this fight.
Yeah, I thought he was not doing as well on the stand up until
he
went to the ground.
That ass kicked until it hit the ground, and then
yeah,
hey, look what I can find—a submission game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's a tough road for Glover. He's older, too. He's 38, 39. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for him to... I want to say that his best bet might be to move up to heavyweight. Honestly.
I think that's a lot of people's best bet. Yeah. Especially at heavyweight.
Yeah.
Well, again, 205 is pretty deprived, too. But yeah. Is he going to beat Daniel Cormier
no.
or John Jones?
I don't see that.
Absolutely not.
No way.
Absolutely.
Did you just say John Jones?
Yeah.
Where's
no,
he been?
I don't know.
He's never fighting again.
He will.
2020.
I'm telling you, that thing's going to get brushed right under the carpet.
Because of dick pills or what? Was it this time? Tainted supplements?
Cocaine. Tainted cocaine?
His cocaine was tainted with steroids.
What's a man to do? Like, you can't have a birthday party and fucking party up? Cocaine is a legal drug.
It's
an illegal drug, but they don't test for it.
You know,
it's recreational.
They don't
That's
test for steroids
say.
And cocaine?
Sure. Where's okay. my dealer?
I don't know.
Get that fucking weed or whatever, cocaine out.
wonder if there's like TR, if there's steroids in weed and you smoke it, does that give you positive test results?
Well, I don't know. I don't see how it can. Smoking something, I feel like snorting something is going right into your bloodstream, no?
Probably.
Versus smoking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I'm no expert on the drug game. I'm just saying. Like,
okay.
I just the only way I take my drugs is in my ass. So.
Okay. Rectally.
No, through a syringe.
Oh,
right.
Like, okay, sorry. What was I thinking?
The fuck, my you know? Come on.
I don't know.
It's all good. So we got any news? Let's move right along.
Okay.
What do you got for this week?
A couple things. Okay.
Right.
So $500 fine for Verdumerang.
$600.
Oh, sorry. $600.
Get your facts straight, brother.
Well.
Is it Canadian? Wait. Or Australian?
Time out, Matt. You're quick to correct me. $600 in Australian dollars,
right,
which are like Monopoly money. So really, sure, it's $460 US,
okay,
roughly.
Good.
So
I need to be, you know me and money. I need exacts.
Exact
I deal
numbers
in absolutes. I'm like a Sith, all right?
He's quick to, did you see that? He's like, it's right on me. So, but yeah, he got fined for the Verdumerang thing and on Kobe Covington. So whatever. I'm starting to question too, like thinking about Verdum, like if he's gonna continue this crazy behavior. That's not a big fine. That's not gonna stop him next time.
Well, if I was the UFC, I would suspend this guy. I was gonna say this motherfucker, but I chose
you
not
were
to. For a good 6 months.
Six months?
Yeah,
that's a
because
long time.
You need to learn your lesson. Again, this guy keeps picking on all the smaller guys.
Of course.
Edmund Tavarian, Tony Ferguson, Colby Covington. But I actually in this case I feel like he shouldn't have been fined, and I feel like we should be paying him, because this Colby Covington character is a fucking piece of shit. Let me tell you why. So I was reading this Reddit post the other day. They said Colby Covington is tweeting out spoilers to the new Star Wars movie.
Oh no!
I said, really? That's really unfortunate. So I happen to open up Twitter, and I'll be goddamned if the first thing that doesn't open is a Colby Covington tweet with probably the biggest spoiler to Star Wars.
Don't tell
I
me
could possibly read, and I won't spoil it for everybody else because that's a fucking dick move, but what kind of fucking lowlife are you to do that?
Tension
I mean,
high.
Do you have nothing else going on in your life and that's how you think you're going to get popular?
Who uses Twitter anyways?
You're dead to me now, Colby. I unfollowed it, but unfortunately when other people we follow like or favorite his shit, it pops up on my timeline. Can I kill him off of Twitter? I don't ever want to see anything this guy does ever again. Just die. Die.
Via boomerang?
Via boomerang or Verdumerang. Verdumerang him!
Shove a boomerang up his ass.
So that's why, in this case, I'm okay with the Verdum hitting him in the face. I feel it's warranted now. Before,
okay.
I was, no, this is not acceptable. Now, it's totally acceptable. I feel like maybe it wasn't enough.
No?
No.
Are you going to go see the Star Wars movie?
I've got a plan to see it this next week.
Oh, okay. I want
to
go see
it. Already got a date. Not a date, but I mean, the date to go
Dear
see
now
it. Yeah, with my father-in-law and my kids.
Okay.
That's my date, so.
All right. Maybe I should go see the Star Wars movie. With a date.
Maybe.
Not your father-in-law.
No. Mm-mm. You can sit on my lap and go.
Can I?
I don't know how dark you want to go, but.
Can I eat the popcorn out of your lap?
Right, yeah, of course.
Where'd that go?
You know the whole
What's
is
going
right
on there?
Nothing
is
here.
It's the oldest trick in the book, the dick in the popcorn move.
Dick in the box. What is this? So dick in the box? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's from Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, at UFC 219, the UFC is going to be testing new gloves that are going to take data,
fight data.
I think it's punching power, make connecting. There's a bunch of shit that they're going to keep track of. I think it's new, and I hope it gives us good enough information where they kind of continue this on with this, because we've asked for this a long time. Just kind of
And even new gloves would be helpful too, like the Pride style.
I didn't see if they.
They're just adding sensors. They're not doing anything as far as trying to eliminate the eye gouging. But.
A little better, so you can grab better. But I'm curious to see if eventually this is the starting point of that data being used for judging.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if they can. I feel you need to take it. Needs to be a little more stat based versus what a judge may or may not see during a fight.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to tell, did this punch actually make contact with the person, or did this punch actually make contact with the mat, or did this punch actually make contact with my titty, see Ronda Rousey? Because there was that one fight where I think she had taking Sarah McMahon down to the ground, and she was ringing her up, and then she starts punching her own titty.
Oh, she's hitting herself in the titty?
Yeah. So that shouldn't count, but it would be registering a blow, is what I'm trying to say.
A blow to the titty.
Yes. So there has to be that recognition, and I don't know if the technology is going to be at that standpoint come first fight, but maybe in a year, we'll be there.
Okay.
But I feel like you need to help the judges, because they're not there, man. They're not there. And I forgot, I think there was a fighter who was saying that sometimes he judges. Oh, it was Frank Trigg. He was on the MMA Hour. He was talking about he just judged one of the UFCs, or he was the ref for one of the UFCs. And now he said some of the shows he did was on a rotation where he's ref, he's judge, he's the corner guy who checks you in. So I don't know where I was going. I fucking lost my whole train of thought.
I'm waiting for you. I'm like, bring it around, judging.
And
Frank Trigg.
Lost it all.
Motherfucker.
Oh.
Does that help? I don't know.
Well, what the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. I was waiting.
I had a good...
You kind of took your ship and you sailed that way. So I was like, where's he going? I'm kind of hanging out.
It's like, I almost had it and then I lost it.
Where you went.
Motherfucker.
I thought you were going to go somewhere cool, like Puerto Rico or something. Hawaii.
What was the original premise of this? Where did
gloves.
We start?
The data gloves, the judging.
The data, we're trying to help the judging. Oh, so he was saying when he was judging that he can't always see what the fuck is going on.
Ah.
Because there may be a partition in a way. There may be a cameraman in a way. There may be a ref in a way. So he feels like he needs more information when he's sitting cage side.
Okay. Way to hone it back in.
Full circle.
Nice job.
Take painful. The long route to get there. It was an important point.
It was an important point.
We got there.
Okay, good. Very good.
Stick with this.
What do you got for news?
Well, there's this long post on Reddit about a GSP interview on the MMA Hour. I'll just read a bunch of shit and we'll discuss afterwards. So GSP, I guess this was John Danaher did an interview about this. So the GSP was not interested during the Johnny Hendricks training camp. He was totally unmotivated, and this worried Danaher, who made him reevaluate his commitment to the sport. Danaher and Zahabi were convinced, even 2 weeks before the fight, that GSP was looking so terrible that he was going to get KO'd by Bisping.
Ooh.
GSP has had stomach issues before, and this is not the first camp where his stomach gave out, but this was the worst. And GSP told Danaher that he wanted to come back after Woodley won the title, but Danaher convinced him to go up to middleweight instead and called for a powwow between GSP, Danaher, and Zahabi and Roach to come up with a career plan. GSP was given the option of having Whitaker wait for him, but he doesn't need the money, the stress, and does not want to stop younger fighters from developing their own legacy, so he relinquished. Danaher considers there's literally nothing more for GSP to accomplish. He has all the money and fame he will need, cemented his legacy as one of the best of all time. And the only thing he'd want to see is GSP drop to 155 and go for a third title, which sounds interesting. And then the last thing, GSP contacted Rockhold's camp after he made his decision so that they could get the wheels in motion for his training camp. So hearing all that, what the hell does that mean for GSP's future in the sport? Is there one at this point?
I don't think he fights again. I really don't. I don't think we knew about his stomach issues, but
we were wondering.
Yeah. I'm curious if it's a lot related to stress and anxiety, though, because it seems like he gets so worked up about shit that it's probably that whole training camp, it like exacerbates all that shit that goes on with him, and he's having a hard time keeping food down. Yeah. I mean, did he take 2 weeks off in the fight? For the Bisping fight because he couldn't keep his stomach was all jacked up. So I think for him it's stress, big time stress and all that. And I mean, I can't think of anything more stressful than going into a fight in front of thousands of people. I mean, what could be?
You can tune that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for him, it's not the stress of that thing happen. It's the event happening, the performance, having to prepare for all that and getting his mind and body ready for it. He obsesses about, he said this many times, he obsesses about things. So
I think that just wears on him, and that's his stomach. Not like you, Mr. Iron Gut. He's
not. I don't know about that.
You'd eat raw chicken, literally. We'd be fine. But
on top of all the ulcers, sure.
That's right. GSP cannot do this. So I don't think he comes back. I don't see this happen. 155, that's insanity.
I don't know what. Let's jack him up to go to 185, and then let's break him down to go to 155. It'll totally work out.
I don't see that happening. No. I don't think he fights again. He doesn't need to.
Well, I think he will, but we're looking at an eight-month layoff. I think that was something in there. They were talking about 8 to 12 months off or something, but I think the next fight they make is with Conor McGregor.
Ooh, that'd be exciting.
The question is the weight. I mean, 155 for the title would probably make, like, that would be a ball breaker of a fight, because that would be GSP's third title in a third weight class. If he could get down to 55, mm-hmm. I don't ever want to say that to the guy. I think 170 is probably right. But as far as selling the fight, if you do it at 155, he's got a chance to get three titles in fucking three weight classes. No one's ever done this.
No one's ever done it. Nope.
He's never lost his title. He's only relinquished it. Mm-hmm. Nobody could say that. So we'll see. Michael McDonald says the UFC uses the bonus system like a gun to your head. And he said they would say, we want to raise your contract, or we don't want to raise your contract because your last fight was this or that, and all you have to do is win some bonuses. If you win some bonuses, you'll be fine. It was used more like a weapon than a reward, and I'm honestly glad I don't have to deal with that anymore. Now I'm with Bellator, and it's not the way it is, and I'm very happy about it. The bonus structure isn't applied here with Bellator, and because of that, the base payments can be a bit better. So what do you think about his comments?
Well, I think it depends what you like. You know, some guys, if the guaranteed money is better for them versus other guys, they want the opportunity to make more. I think it's kind of shitty on the UFC's part to use that as a bargaining chip, because at the end of the day, there's no guarantee you're going to get a fight of the night. What if somebody else has a crazier night? What if you do the greatest thing ever, but one guy is just a hair better, and you don't get the bonus?
Or if a guy misses weight, because I think that's what happened to Tim Elliott, and he only gets paid his show bonus and doesn't get paid his win bonus. But if you're under the Bellator structure, you'd have that higher payment. So you're only like, here's my pay. Instead of the 20 and 20, I just get paid 40. So he would get the full 40. Where Tim's lobbying and tweeting, hey, Dana White, hey, UFC, can I get paid my show and win? I didn't have a chance, because they usually just give you the show, which is kind of unfair to the guy.
Yeah.
Not his fault. The other guy missed the weight.
Right.
He should get it. I'm okay giving him everything.
Give it to him.
They have the money.
Of course they do.
Have the money.
That's why they have the money.
Exactly.
They don't give it to anybody. They keep it.
You got any other stories?
No, I think I'm good.
So someone on Reddit made a poll, and it was, would you like to see USADA end and return to previous UFC testing procedures, or no, continue with USADA because everyone is on steroids? What do you think that percentage was that said yes, end USADA versus no, keep USADA?
80%.
Which way?
Saying they want get rid of USADA.
That's what I would have said. It was 26.8% said yes, end USADA. 73.2% said no, keep USADA. And this is out of 1,236 people. So it's a decent sample size. Not great, but
it's weird.
What is going on? We have a bunch of goody two-shoe boy. Mm-hmm. We don't care about how good the fights are. We just care about the integrity of the sport.
There's
what the fuck?
Integrity.
What the fuck is this? It's fighting. There is no integrity, for fuck's sake.
That's a silly question. Yeah. Kill or be killed, Matt.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. I don't, you know. Yeah. Whatever. Fuck those people.
Chris Cyborg, still interested in a match with Ronda Rousey, even if it's in the WWE. So the question is, what's the over-under on who wins that fake fight, and what's the over-under of that turning into a real fight?
Ooh.
I think Ronda Rousey has to win that fight. She cannot handle losing.
The fake fight?
Yes.
I agree.
If Cyborg comes in with a game plan, though, and decides... I think it turns into a real fight.
I think it does, too. Yeah. I think Cyborg just fucks her up.
Yeah.
She's going to light her up one way or another. You dog shit on the Cyborg. I fuck you up. I've been waiting 7 years, Rousey.
What is she rushing?
You suck my D. I fuck your asshole.
You still got a thing for Cyborg?
Goddamn right I do. That chick is the hottest woman MMA, bar none.
Wow.
I think Mackenzie Dern? Uh-huh. Close second. She's thick.
Really?
I like her.
You like the very like buff chicks.
Yeah, I like them thick.
Thick and buff.
That's right.
Cyborg is like, super, she'll kill you, man.
I'll take my chances.
That's dangerous.
Give me a piggyback ride. That's all I want.
You'll be sucking your thumb after that one.
This fire. Like, oh. Taking a cold shower.
I can't believe I did all these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather was saying he could sign a deal with the UFC for $1 billion. How is that possible? How is that even possible?
It's possible. I think he could. Oh, yeah.
Him and MMA?
Are you kidding me? The first fight would probably make that easy.
But wouldn't they know after one? He's got no ground game. He's got no ground game. What are we doing?
We're giving him strikers.
This is all strikers.
No kickboxing, just boxing.
It's him versus Mark Hunt. No holds barred.
Him and BJ Penn, that would be good.
Why you gotta do that to BJ Penn? I don't feel like I like BJ's chances in that fight, unfortunately.
I hate to say that, but that's I agree with you.
Fuck.
Or a Diaz brother.
Ooh. Agreed to keep it standing.
You know, if I was thinking about this, though.
Go ahead.
The Diaz brothers are so rebellious. I think they would say they keep it standing, and then they just take it right to the ground. Like, fuck you. 30-second submission. What's up? 209!
Well, if he got knocked down, would Floyd go to the ground? I think he probably would. Because he wouldn't know better to just keep it standing.
Maybe.
I feel those bullshit tactics that he was using in boxing versus Conor McGregor, I feel like some of that shit's ingrained, where Conor would get his back and then he's just sitting there waiting, like, oh, ref, pull him off my back.
Yeah.
Now that, he'd probably try that in MMA. It's not going to work out.
No, plus the cage makes it interesting because you can't really, stuck.
Sure. Eddie Alvarez is self-claimed... himself the most violent title because there's not a lot of value in the UFC belt. What do you think about that? Is there any value in the UFC belt?
I don't know. I don't really care about the belts. That's just my
opinion. But I think from the fighter standpoint, they're
monetarily there's a huge value.
Yeah.
They make more money. You get more endorsement,
Reebok money.
Oh, hell yeah.
40,000.
Plus all the sponsor money and everything else that goes with it. I think there's definitely something to be said about
being there's a pay grade increase too.
Oh, yes.
Because a lot of guys, once they've had the title and lose it, they go back to some stupid low-money contract, and they want no part of it. So,
nope.
I mean, from the fan standpoint, I appreciate that. I like it. Mark Hunt is scheduled to fight Curtis Blaydes at UFC 221.
Curtis Blaydes?
Why? Oh, why are we doing this? Why are you doing it? Well, I think we know why we're doing that to Mark Hunt, but come on, fuck. Really?
At which UFC?
221.
I'm interested in that fight because Blaydes is from Chicago, and Blaydes used to train with Comprito, who we all know. And I remember Comprito telling me, like, that guy is strong as fuck. Like, he is very explosive. I'm curious to see if he can throw Mark Hunt around or not. Because if he cannot, that is a bad, bad day for him. But if he can,
I like Curtis's chances. I mean, Mark's takedown defense is okay, but I feel... Curtis wants to fight to the ground, he's going to the ground. Mm-hmm. Long day for Mark Hunt, unfortunately.
It's a bad day for you, my friend. Right?
It's true. Chael Sonnen had a face-off with Rampage the other day, and they were super, super cordial during that, and super nice. And I don't know if you saw the picture, but
I did.
Goddamn. Chael Sonnen, back on the
they
gear.
They both look yoked, man.
Well, Rampage looks fat.
Actually, he does kind of. He's got that big.
He's 254, I think.
Melon head.
Sonnen, juice to the gills, and I love it.
I need to get on the Sonnen level. That's a nice look. I should get with his Sonnen look.
Should we try it?
Get the gear going?
We could try it.
Maybe. We could try it. What are you going to shoot? Inject me in the ass?
Hey, you just say when.
You dirty dog, you. This is going to be an unmedically supervised situation.
No, we've got doctors. It's all doctor supervising. Nothing we do is unsupervised.
But you're administering the shots.
Well, just the first one. You got to be able to do them yourself. You're a big boy.
Oh, wow.
Just the first one. Well, the doctor will do that for you. Okay. It'll all work out. So Guillermo Cruz from MMA Fighting tweeted out, he said, I heard that Machida didn't want to fight in Belém or whatever the fuck it is on less than 8 weeks' notice, especially after being KO'd by Brunson. But the UFC desperately needed a main event for Belém and somehow convinced him. What do you think about that?
I think we didn't learn our lesson from the Michael Bisping situation. Why did we not learn our lesson from that? I don't get it.
Well, it just shows, where is the fighter safety again, right?
Zero.
We claim fighter safety when it suits our needs, a la Mark Hunt, mm-hmm. pulling from a fight, whatever. But when we need someone for a main event, hey, we know you just got KO'd fucking 8 weeks ago.
Get in there.
You're fighting or you're never fighting again. That's right. It sounds like the strong arm tactics again that Michael McDonald was talking about with the bonuses. So
remember when we used to say Machida was elusive?
He was. It's the Machida era, Ingo. Right. He's very elusive.
It was. There was a time that he was the man. Until John, I feel like John Jones stole his soul.
Yeah.
When he choked him unconscious.
He killed him.
Dropped him on his head. Remember
but Machida did win the first round of that fight, right?
He did. Yeah, a lot of people won the first round against Jones.
No. I think he was one of the only guys.
Vitor Belfort almost jacked up his arm.
Well, I think he did break his arm, so.
Uh-huh.
But John Jones still murdered him.
He did.
Gustafsson, I don't remember that fight, but I know Gustafsson won that fight in my mind.
He did. I think
Gustafsson
did all right.
John Jones didn't train for that fight.
John Jones was just doing coke all day.
He still won.
He still won.
That's how badass that guy is. Yeah. He doesn't even care. He still wins.
Interesting. I fear for Machida's safety in this fight. We'll see.
Yeah.
Does he still drink his own piss?
That's the important question. I don't know. It's a family thing. I think his dad was drinking his own piss. The mom.
For power. You don't need TRT. You just drink your own piss. You're all good.
Yeah, that's sanitary.
It's fucking disgusting. I'm not doing that. Ever.
Never mind.
Unless I have to.
Disney just bought Fox for $52.4 billion. What does that mean for the UFC, seeing how it was on Fox? It's still on Fox. They're in this negotiation period. Doesn't Disney own ESPN? Uh-huh. Didn't ESPN cut a shit ton of people?
ESPN is not doing so well. I'm not sure what this all means for the UFC. I think it gives them less of a negotiating tool that they had, 6 months ago.
Yeah. I don't think it's good for them.
No.
You said the gloves. What else? Conor McGregor says he wants a real fight in MMA next.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. And then did you see what Anthony Romo Johnson's looking like these days?
I saw the pictures,
oh my God,
man.
Fuck
he's
me.
Gigantic.
Some people were saying, oh, he's fat. No, he's taking all the steroids. Look at the size of his head.
His melon. Remember
that's the first sign.
He's always had a big, giant head. Remember when he used to cut down to 170?
That's so crazy.
And in between fights, he'd be a balloon up to like 240.
And then look at the guy on the left here, for fuck's sake.
Oh, wow. He's got like biceps in his
forearms.
I have
all the steroids of biceps.
I never quite
biceps.
Understood like the idea and concept of getting so huge. Because it's not really functionally, it doesn't work. Like, I don't want to be so big I can't play with my kids because I'm all like.
No, you're going to gas out in about a minute.
Yeah.
Like, what, are you going to hit me? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Just got to survive for like 30 seconds.
I'll just run around for a minute.
That's right.
I got a minute and 30 at cardio. You only got a minute. Right. We're all good.
It's a long day. Right. Long day for you, my friend.
That's right. Let's do some asinus.
Please.
Move right along. All right, at heavyweight, who do you think wins the fight against Francis Ngannou? We'll start with John Jones.
He wins.
Who wins?
John Jones?
Or Francis?
John Jones.
Yeah, I agree.
I think John Jones submits him.
He's whatever he wants to do. Daniel Cormier versus Francis Ngannou wins.
I think Cormier wins.
I agree. Big Nog.
Oh, that's a big nog gets put to
the gets dead
early death. Yeah,
he just gets cemeteried.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I think Brock loses that one. Unfortunately,
I don't know.
I think Brock's gonna be afraid of that power. He's never.
He's always afraid of anything.
striking.
Punching.
No, doesn't
don't
like
Don't punch
it.
Me.
No.
And then there's also a rumor floating around that Brock Lesnar is going to play Ivan Drago's son in Creed 2.
Ooh.
You hear that one? No. That one's floating around.
How are they going to pretend that he knows how to box?
I don't know.
Did I just
know.
Say that out loud?
Maybe they're just going to, he's going to be an all-star wrestler. He's oh. going to be, they're going to change it to wrestling.
Because he can't box.
It's not going to be boxing. So
I'm not trying to disrespect him.
No, he
does
box.
Not have good boxing. It's not good.
It's not good. He's got power.
Yeah, but it's technically.
Look at MF.
I think, what are you, shorthanding it now?
I'm not saying
technical striking is not very good. And for a movie, it's not going to, maybe they'll have a stunt double.
I'm sure it'll work out. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to Ronda Rousey's Do Nothing Bitch campaign?
Well, it was good while it lasted.
Wasn't it?
I liked it. I was a fan of that one.
Then she slowly became the Do Nothing Bitch herself.
Well, you know.
To no fault of her own.
Yeah, she had a rough stretch there. Mm. It was a good campaign. I liked it. She's doing something, isn't she?
Oh, of course she is. They're selling supplements. I think her and Travis are doing something with supplements.
Good for them.
Yes. Michael Brooks asks, would you guys agree that GSP bailing from the middleweight division is a good thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. But I don't think anybody really bought into him staying there, did they?
No.
It just looked like Michael Bisping's the easiest prey.
Yep.
So that's the one I'm going to attack, and then I can claim I've got two titles. In two divisions, so
there you go.
Look at me. Jared Christensen asks, who is going to win Bellator's heavyweight tournament?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't know.
You said
Matt Mitrione, right?
And I thought it was because I always kept thinking it's youth. Mitrione is 38 or 39. He's just as old as some of these other guys, but I feel like he's got the speed advantage with maybe exception to some of the light heavyweights, but I feel the light heavyweights are going to knock themselves out. So by the time he gets matched up against one of them. Go ahead.
Rory McDonald!
You never know because look at the other tournament that Strikeforce did. Mm-hmm. The alternate was Daniel Cormier.
He was.
And he won. The alternate won.
Yeah.
And Bellator taking our advice and selling the bobbleheads on their website now.
Nice move.
I think I'm going to buy a Fedor one. I do want to have Fedor.
I feel like if we should buy them all if we can and just put them on the set and keep them in the box.
Well, the other ones all look like Scott Coker for some reason. The Randy Couture looks like Scott Coker. Yeah. The Hoist Gracie
Scott
looks
Coker.
Like Scott Coker. Okay. The only one that looks right is the Fedor one because they probably said Fedor must look like Fedor or Fedor will fuck us up.
That's right.
This Freddy Krueger.
He is the Fedor.
That's right.
What the hell is going on?
His name is Fedor. Pronounced a Fedor. Where is that? We need to interview him.
We do.
That should be a goal for 2018. MMA Nuz interviews the fucking Fedor. He's Fedor guy.
That's still, if you want to be entertained, just look up the Fedor fight from the last couple
Fabio
of years.
Fabio Maldonado. Fedor.
The greatest commentary ever. You will laugh your ass off.
Unsurpassed.
I don't think you
was that this year or last year? I don't even know anymore.
I think it was late last year, if I recall correctly, but could be wrong.
I was going to think. We have to probably do an award show, though.
I think we should do a random show. Let's get really fucked up and see what happens.
I don't know if we can handle it.
Huh? I can handle it.
Fair enough.
I can handle it, man. I'll be all good.
And Jaron Christensen has a follow-up question. Which UFC division has the most talent and which has the least?
I think heavyweight has the least.
I don't know. I think 205 has less than heavyweight.
You think so?
I think heavyweight's second.
Okay.
But
I think Welter,
look at 205 without John Jones.
Yeah, good
if
point.
You have Glover Teixeira at 3.
That's tough. Yeah, well, okay, I agree with you. I think the most is the welterweight division. Some killers in that division right now.
I would argue with 55 and possibly 85.
Really?
55. Shit. Can you pull it up? Go to the UFC website and look at rankings for 55 and even 85. It's fucking killers.
UFC rankings. Here we go. What'd you say? Middleweight? No.
Lightweight and middleweight. And just read the top 10 for each one.
Lightweight rankings. Here we go. Top 10. Come on, computer! It's thinking.
Trying.
Wow. It's taking a while. Here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, so let me go with lightweight. You said lightweight, right?
Yep.
Conor McGregor, Tony Ferguson, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Eddie Alvarez, Nate Diaz, Justin Gaethje, Michael Johnson, Edson Barbosa, Dustin Poirier, Kevin Lee, and Anthony Pettis. Wow, that is a pretty stacked top 10. Okay. And then you said
185
middleweight.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at?
I don't even know if they rank GSP. They have to because he owns the title, or does he? No, he relinquished it, so I don't know where they even rank him now.
UFC rankings.
That's a, you got like a weird thing, because when I pull it up, it shows every single weight class and then all of them on one page.
Okay. I'm using MMA World Rankings instead because the UFC website's too slow. It's coming. Loading. Loading!
As he's sitting here waiting for
just
that.
Thinking. I blame Jesus your blame
I'm going to put it up on my phone. Oh,
Jesus Christ, me man. Here we go. Robert Whittaker, the journeyman. Luke Rockhold, Yoel Romero, Jacare, Chris Weidman, Kelvin Gastelum, Michael Bisping, Derek Brunson, and Lyoto Machida. And Vitor Belfort's still in there. And
wow.
And Paulo Henrique Costa. Oh, that's okay. I remember him. He's got a few wins. He's got 3 wins in a row, and he's still number 10.
And then go to welterweight.
Let me go to welterweight. I feel like it's welterweight. This is the slowest website.
I feel like it's 55, 85. And then we'll see what's in.
I'm waiting.
Maybe I'll just. I thought you said this was faster than the UFC. Well, the UFC website would have just pulled everybody
Lee,
up at once.
Rafael Dos Anjos, Stephen Thompson, Robbie Lawler, Colby Covington, Damian Maya, Jorge Masvidal, Darren Till, Santiago Ponzinibbio, Donald Cerrone, and then Kamaru Usman. I don't know. It's a freaking toss-up. That's,
yeah, 70's in contention. I'll give you that.
I remember 70 was tough. You know,
hmm.
I might have to agree with you on the middleweight division. It's a tough one. Oh, that's better than mine.
I'm just seeing how fast it's coming up here.
Damn you, Matt.
Oh, I could have done that myself much faster. It's all good. And then the 205, while I was there, since John Jones is out, Daniel Cormier, Alexander Gustafsson, you're welcome. Volkan Ozdemir, Glover Teixeira, Jimmy Manuel, OSP, Shogun, Misha Serkinov, Corey Anderson, Ear Latifi at number 9, Patrick Cummings.
Wow, that is the weakest division out for sure.
Oh my God.
For sure.
Or any women's division. What? You can't say that, Ingo. That's not fair.
I didn't hear what you said. Doesn't matter.
Joke. It's a joke, people. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. So fitting. Who would win a fight in this fight? The Predator or the Alien?
Didn't they do a whole video game series?
I thought they did a whole movie about that. And I didn't see it.
Who won? I don't know.
I don't either.
I feel like the Predator wins.
I agree. I feel like he had all that bullshit. When you think about him versus Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think he can go invisible.
But he couldn't even beat Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of the day.
Because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's true. He's indestructible.
That's right.
He is the Terminator. Mm-hmm. Would you rather the UFC only have heavyweights and you watch only awesome fights from them, but have to be a KO from a punch of a Primark Hunt once a month? Or the UFC only have flyweights and you watch only boring fights from them, but you get to sleep with all the ring girls, as many as you want, once a week.
There's only 4 of them, isn't there?
No, there's a whole gaggle of them.
Oh, the Brazilian ones, too.
Yeah.
I'm number 2, please.
Really? You're going to watch flyweights just so you can fuck all the ladies?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
Really? You want to get KO'd by Mark Hunt every month?
No, not me. It's watching those kind of fights.
Oh, I thought
it's watching heavyweight fights with someone getting Mark Hunt KO'd almost all the time. Or you're watching flyweight fights all the time, but they're boring as fuck. And that's all the fights you watch. But you're fucking all the ring car girls.
This is an easy question. I don't know what are you thinking about here? What's wrong with you?
This is a married guy and this is a single guy.
This is an easy question. I don't care about
this. This guy says fucking.
What are you talking about? This is a very easy question.
Would you rather shove a piece of glass in your dick hole Or shove a string of nails in your asshole and then rip them out.
A string of nails?
Yeah.
What the hell is a string of nails?
I don't know. I feel like we're going to figure this one out, though.
Maybe. Maybe a string of nails? That sounds less painful.
I feel like both. Because I want stuff coming in and going out. Coming in and going out.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity edition number 6.
Great. Let's see it.
Nina Agdahl. Waiting.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
A little racy.
You know, that is a lot. That's
that's Sports Illustrated racy. Wow. Totally gonna put that in. It's not copyright infringement. Then you have Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. It's not my style.
She's I think she's married to Klitschko.
Yeah, no thanks. That's not my style.
No, she's got that midget look.
We're killing her right now. I'm set on that.
And then Emily Blunt.
Ooh. That is kind of my style. We're going to have to marry Emily Blunt, I think. And the Sports Illustrated model. You know, I find this interesting because this is really Sports Illustrated. They're showing a lot of, like, underboob, you know?
And nipple.
Oh, is there a little nipple, I suppose? There is? Interesting. I swore off the blondes, man. I'm not doing the blondes.
Okay, thing. So I'll reverse it then. I'll fuck that Emily chicken and marry this one. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. Knowledge we got for this week.
Yes, so check it out. Netflix has a documentary series called Hired Gun, which it's cool. So the whole premise of the show is they talk about some of the greatest albums in history in the last 10, 20 years.
Did they list which ones were?
You got shit like Billy Joel, Billy Joel, Metallica,
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is on there. There's a bunch of shit. Black Sabbath, whatever. There's a group of musicians out there. They're studio musicians, and their whole job is to go into the studio and basically perform parts for albums or go on tour with these artists. And so many of them have contributed actually original ideas to some of these amazing albums that are out there, you know, and they get no credit for it. Like zero.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not clear about that. And they all seem kind of bitter but not about it, and it's like one of those weird, I feel like they remind me a lot of the fighters where no one wants to go against the UFC. Because it's like they're getting fucked and they know they're getting fucked, but they're getting paid anyways. So it's kind of like a weird spot.
So then they're getting paid enough to not raise too much of an issue.
Yeah. And I recommend if you're into music at all, you check this out because I found it really interesting. Because it's a whole other aspect of that business where some guys like they write all the songs and then they bring in a band to kind of do their thing, but that band gets shit for it. Even if they go out on 50 tour dates with them, they don't get paid a lot of money to do that, which is kind of weird. I don't know how that all works, but
what were you saying about the bassist from Metallica, right? The new one?
Yeah, the bassist from Metallica. So they brought in like 100 guys to audition at the time, and this guy was a studio musician, and he scrounged up all this money from his friends, and he went there, and he was crazy enough, and he became like a full-time musician. And apparently this happens here and there. There was one dude, the guy from Five Finger Death Punch, was like part of Mandy Moore for a while, Alice Cooper, like all these, which apparently Alice Cooper's super cool. And so some guys are cool about it. Some musicians like help the studio guys, but other people just pretty much shit on them. Just fuck you. Even if Billy Joel apparently is one big giant asshole. So his drummer and some of his band, like, they came up with shit to make his songs better. No credit. Just Billy Joel. He's the guy.
I'd stab a motherfucker.
Right?
Or a wiffle ball bat, a motherfucker.
Wiffle ball bat.
He's just got me two MFs at the end of the show.
That's next level, Matt. Wiffle ball bat. Those things are hard, man.
That's my thing, dude.
Do you have a wiffle ball bat?
Told you last week. Sorry.
You did, but do you have one now?
You do.
Okay.
And I've been eyeballing some on Amazon. I was thinking about buying a couple more.
For protection?
Just in case, single. You never know.
You can't kill send anybody the kids with it, to but school you can send some damage with it.
Just saying.
Okay. Shove it up your...
No. That's the Tabasco bottle alabaster.
Wiffle ball bat. You just gave me a nice idea, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Put a little Tabasco on that?
I know. It's a little lube.
Well, the Tabasco is the lube.
That would burn.
Maybe. Unless you're too weak to handle it.
Pain is bad.
I'm just saying. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope.
Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name's Ingle Weigel.
Mayor Griffith. There's your plans.